Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now. It's now time for a squeaky clean edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service, tell you which games to pass into your friends and which games to just get that 0 degree nozzle and just go to work. Although that, so does that mean you're passing on it, or I don't know if that's good or bad.
I mean, it started off real, real good, and then
that's just what, yeah. I do. I mess it up in the end. that's just what I do.
You gotta land the finish.
Well, tell that to every movie ever. That is not, what does that even mean? I am Corey. I am joined by the man who power washes without chemicals, Basher.
Whoa. Don't lie on my name like
that's
that.
That's actually me.
I have all the chemicals.
I don't use the chemicals usually.
I have all the chemicals. Like I did that whole treehouse in minutes.
In minutes.
Thanks to all the wood cleaner I had.
Spending the money to make sure the customer gets what they paid for. I like it. I appreciate it. We're here to talk about Power Washing Simulator. But before that, did you know that Spotify now has podcast rankings? This is a podcast. You should rate us on Spotify rankings.
We got to be top five DOA, right?
DOA?
Dead or alive, bro.
How are we top five DOA? What does that mean? Speak English.
Who's your top five? Let's go. Let's start it off.
Of what?
Your top five, man.
Michael Myers, Anakin Skywalker, the Caco Demon.
I don't know where we're going. I don't know what's going on.
OnePlus 9 Pro.
That's for your top five. Now I don't know what you're talking about anymore.
And 4K Blu-ray. Power Wash Simulator.
That's a solid five.
Here's a description. Release the pressure with Power Wash Simulator. Wash away your worries with the soothing sounds of high pressure water. Fire up your power washer and blast away every speck of dirt and grime you can find. Build your own power washing business and unlock new tools, upgrades, and more. All with the simple satisfaction of power washing to a sparkling finish. This was released by, out of all the publishers in the world, who do you think published this game?
EA.
Not too far off. Square Enix published this one. Developed by Future Lab Limited. This was a day one Game Pass release, ladies and gentlemen. Day one. Power Wash Simulator. Let's talk about it. Oh, I'm sorry. No, let me go back because we're going to be talking about the Xbox version. This does feature Xbox Series X and S support, as well as available on Xbox One. I can comment on that and say that play the PC version. We'll tell you why later. Available on Xbox Game Pass for PC and console. Now, Power Wash Simulator. Let's talk about it.
Is it okay to talk about
now? I don't know. It's been a while since we've done this, so I don't know how to do it. So,
all right. I mean, like, you let me know it's good to talk about it, then I'm ready to talk about
it.
Well,
I still didn't get your top five, but whatever.
Listen, DOA. I'll let
all
you
right,
know
fine.
At the end.
I don't believe you.
I This is a weird podcast at this point.
Considering our last episode was... my levels were too high. Considering our last episode was House Flipper, which is basically a simulator game. It's a house flipping simulator. We're going 2 for 2 on these simulator games.
I kind of have a lawnmower simulator in the bag. I kind of forgot about that one. So whenever you want to do that, just let me know. It's not co-op though, which kind of blew my mind with Power Wash Simulator. Right. What more is there to say about Power Wash Simulator? You're power washing, and it's a simulation. And I now want to buy a power washer. That's how engrossed I got into this ridiculous video game.
I came really close to buying a power washer, like dangerously close. And then like I had a moment of just like, no, don't grow up. Grow up. And then I was like, but I feel like growing up, like eventually when you're a kid, you're like, I don't need tools. And then you get some tools, like, okay, like, yeah, I need some tools. But then there's that line that you cross, right? Of just like, do I really need this? Like, do I need this rubber mallet? No. Like, what do I need a rubber mallet for? I feel like a power washer is like kind of in that area. It's like, I don't need this, but it'd be cool to have. But then once you cross that line, like, you're basically watching Home Improvement every day. And you're just like, oh, yeah, I do need this. And so I was like, I don't know if I'm ready to cross that line. That being said, you can find some pretty good deals right now on power washers at your local Amazon.
Can you really? Like, yeah. What are you talking about deals? We're talking
open box deals. Bucks? Oh, no, cheaper than that.
Oh, what? You get it? Okay, all right, see. All right, see, I have nothing to power wash, by the way.
You don't even live in a house. Thing. Like...
Not even like it's an apartment building, but I can offer my services.
Right. So I like, this is what I'll say. You can get a basic power washer. It's got some decent flow to it. Only one or two nozzles, under $100.
What?
Under $100. It's a thing. You can do it. It's electric. It's not gas. You got to know that going in. But the other thing is you can get a power washer that's got, you know, yeah, I'll say 2.5-3 gallon output per minute. That's a pretty solid output. About $130. That's it. And if you really look, I'm sure you could probably get a decent one for about $100. That's got some decent.
I mean, at that point, I'm just dropping in the $200 and getting the extra attachments, because that's what this game.
See,
does.
But that's. Like, at that point, why not just get the gas powered one? If you're going to be in $200, why not get the $250? See, that's what I almost pulled the trigger on a gas power washer for no reason. So,
All right. Before we get into actual game talk, because we're just talking about buying power washers at this point, but I'll leave you with this. If you want to spend $200 in a power washer, I will give you the $100 to get the $300 power washer. And I'll just borrow it sometimes.
That's a possibility. Power washer simulator. This was actually a suggestion by me, and it was simply because it's one of those simulators, like when you hear the name, like a lawn mowing simulator, you're just like, all right, like I gotta see what this is about. Like, because it can't be that basic, right? But this is one of those situations where it is. However, they have nailed like the small nuances to the point of like, it's a Zen like game for me. Like, this is the best podcast game I have had since like Xbox 360 days of racing around Forza Motorsport 2 13 times around this track to get get achievements. Like, I have played this game far too long, and this is a front runner for game of the year. I'm not kidding. Listen, I'm not kidding.
I know you're not kidding. That's why it's funny. I know you're not kidding. I spent hours upon hours upon hours washing, like the early parts of this game, you don't have much. You just have like a you don't even have like an extra long extension. You just not turbo nozzle, nothing. That. It's just really just a basic nozzle and a power washer. Your first few jobs will take quite a while, like quite a while. And I never complained one time.
It's kind of the opposite problem with like that we had with, or at least I had with House Flipper. And same thing with like, I've played a lot of PC building simulator as well. The upgrades make the game suck less, basically. You know, it's one of those things where the things are annoying, but like you said, it's the opposite problem here of like, you could get through the whole game using the basic power washer and it'd be fine. Like when you upgrade the power washer, yeah, it's faster, but you don't feel different about it. You know, like you don't feel like you're accomplishing more. You just feel like you're doing it faster. I still feel super accomplished using that basic sprayer. And that's the key here is that it's a simple concept, but they've somehow nailed just like, I don't know what the magic is with it. I don't know if it's the graphics. I don't know if it's the sound effects. I don't know if it's the locations, but I just want to power wash everything.
It can't be
everything.
Any of those, because none of those are that great.
But
because, I mean, like, I really was, after hour, let's say, 77 of playing this game, I was really, like, looking at the game like, if only you did more with the water effects and maybe the water sounds, or there's room for a sequel here that they just need to improve on what they got here. Like this is an amazing skeleton of a power washing simulator so far.
See, but you're not wrong, but at the same time, like it's still, even though it doesn't have like a waft of different sound effects. Like if you spray metal versus spraying the ground, you might get a little bit of a tone difference, but like nobody took a sound rig and to a empty parking lot and sprayed different materials, which is something they should do, to get your different sounds or anything. But I think the part for me is the locations. Like I did not really know what to expect when it came to cleaning things. I figured I was just going to be cleaning a bunch of houses, you know. I did not expect to be going to playgrounds, skate parks, fictional forest lands, you know, like different types of cars. Like there's just so many different things to power wash, and it's so satisfying every time. And I don't get it. I don't understand why this is resonating so hard with me.
It's one of the more hard to talk about games in a way, because it's really as basic as get a job, you got a hose, you got a power washer, you got nozzles, and the more money you get, the more you spend on upgrades, new power washers, new nozzles, extended nozzles, nozzles that have different angles that attack dirt different ways. You can buy your cleaning solutions for certain surfaces that for some reason you just refuse to do.
They're too expensive, man.
They're really not. If you clean the stuff fast enough and get to the next job, you will have plenty of money left. Buddy, get off the mic, buddy. Buddy, you need off the microphone. No, you have no opinion here.
I think he does. Ask him about the cleaning supplies.
Buddy, what do you think about the cleaning supplies?
See, he's not in favor of them either.
You know what, buddy? No one likes you.
Wow, everyone likes Buddy.
No one likes Buddy. So the progression in the game, honestly, it's, again, it's one of those things about this game where it doesn't make a lot of sense, because I was so hype to get the next power washer for like $5,000 for no reason. Like it doesn't do anything. like none of the things do anything. Like you're not doing anything differently. Like there's nothing in this game that you come across and it just blows like the gameplay out of the water. Like, whoa, I'm doing this way differently now. Like, it's like you're doing the same thing every single time. And it's just cathartic as all heck, man. Like it's hard to explain.
Yeah. And I think that's, again, we are gameplay first people. We always stress that. So I think that's why sometimes we pass on games that people really like. And there, obviously there's no story here, but it's got enough of those hooks of just sort of like hitting that almost rhythm game part of your brain. Because, and the reason I think that is because when you start a level, everything is dirty, like absolutely everything. And in real time, you can see a huge difference. And I think that's what it is for me of just, that's also why I can't focus on one thing. Cause I'm like, oh my God, this is dirty. I got to make this look better. And I just run everywhere. Like I'm the worst power washer ever in terms of like, because the dirt doesn't actually like go anywhere. Like as you know, as if in real life, if there was actual dirt, you know, like it would go somewhere. But me, I just run all around. Like I'm just like, I'm going to get this. I'm going to clean a little bit of this. And it's like, it's just satisfying. It's like a piece of art. Like I'm not an art person at all. Like I see a blank canvas and I'm just like, it's going to stay that way. I see all this dirt. I'm like, I can make this into something beautiful. When you finish, like, cause it separates everything into like little parts. So it's like, hey, like if you're at a skate park, like this ramp or, you know, this rail is its own thing. And when you finish a piece, it gives you a little ding. And
yep. Ding. Oh man, the ding, man.
But then it gives you ding. That like Mr. Clean shine. Like everything around it looks so dirty, but then when you finish that piece, it makes it extra shiny. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I like it. I like it a lot. Like that's what I want that ding, and I want everything to look so shiny all the time. And at the very end, at the very, very end, they give you that time lapse.
Talk about it.
Yes. Good. Like It shouldn't be that good, right? Like, but you see your work, and I don't even know how it works because I spent literally 2 hours on that playground. 2 hours on that playground. And that it still condensed it into like 35 seconds. And
that playground was a mess, was. Man. And it had so many nooks and crannies. You have to, that's the other thing too. You get the, you get to go, you stand all the way up, obviously. You get to jump, you got to hop, you get to crouch, and to get really underneath there, you go full prone.
Yes.
Like you have to use all your skills for some of these projects.
There's nothing more satisfying when you can't find that dirt. Like, because you get the little progress bars of like, you're like 95%, like, where is this dirt at? And then you pop into prone, and you look up, and you see that dirt. You see the dirt, and you're like, oh, yeah. I'm going to get that dirt. You change your nozzle, you get the right sided spray, and you just hit it. And just, it's stupid. It's so stupid.
It really is. It's quite possibly one of the dumbest games we've played.
But
on this show. Like,
we're talking about this game in such a positive light. I feel like we have to go back and re-record other episodes. Because they're not as good as this game. They're just not.
Just a reminder, we passed on Halo Infinite.
Yes, we did.
just like, I mean, like they're real games that came out that were just like, nah, not worth your time. Not gonna do it for you. Nah, they could do better. And I think that's what it was. I think that's what it is. When you look at a game like a Halo Infinite, like a Gears 5, you're looking at a multi-million dollar studio spending multi-millions of dollars to make averageness or disappoint you in some way. Whereas a game like Power Washer, legitimately, is just, you just power wash. And it just doesn't, and it doesn't promise you the world. And it really can't underdeliver, so it just does what it says it's going to do, and it provides an experience that is really just super laid back, super chill, and you could do it while doing anything else at the same time. Like I could be power washing right now while recording this episode, like, and it just works.
I wish I could drill down into exactly what it is that like clicks. Like, but the thing is we're not alone in this. Like, we're not coming late to the party or anything, but like this game has taken over. Like, I've seen people on Twitter talking about it. I've seen people on my friends list playing it that should not be playing it. Like it's weird, but we're clearly not alone. And I do love reading some of the reviews. If you have some time, go and read the reviews in the Windows Store, because they're pretty awesome. like one of my favorites. He said something like, "I live in California. This game is great because it lets me live out my fantasy of having water." It's just like, I was like, all right, yeah, you got me. So it's so good. So now all the positivity being, you know, being on the side, or what am I trying to say? Positivity. Aside. Yes, that's what I wanted to say. Anyways, the console version's not great. I know you've been mainly playing on console, but I don't know if that's an engine thing or not, but the higher frame rate, like, cause I'm playing on PC, 144 Hertz, like smooth as butter. And the minute it drops below 60, it gets real chunky real fast. And that could just be the mechanics of the game, but it could also be a Unity thing. I don't know how you played a majority of this game on PC or on console with a controller. It's gross to me. Like,
the only difference is free aiming. That's the only difference. Other than that, you're just kind of, I was just kind of bunny hopping and just jiggling the sticks left and right a bunch. I mean, like, it made it more of a
problem. You had to problem solve more.
You know, like, it was like, playing it on PC with the mouse and going in free aim mode was so much easier. But at the same time, I'm kind of doing less. Whereas with the sticks, I'm like, clickly, 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 click left and right. I'm like, okay, I'm doing something here. The other thing that honestly bugged me a lot was, because you don't have to complete any job 100%. Right. I don't think. You can move on to the next one. After a certain point, like, you just get new jobs popping up.
Yeah, it's the stars. The stars are what actually progress you. So
right. So, like, but at the same time, like, who's not going to do 100% every time? So what the issue that arises is you will have 99% on every single thing except for 100% on every single thing except for one area that's going to say 99%. You go to that area and you just wet this thing down for minutes and minutes and minutes, and it just doesn't hit that dirty spot. And it starts to just irk me. I'm just like, why can't I find this one piece of dirt? And the game does have the forethought of adding in a feature where you can highlight that area. It doesn't help most of the time.
Yeah, the problem is that when it highlights it, like, it blinks, and it blinks in a color that it shouldn't blink in. Like, it doesn't blend in, but it's not very, it's not highlighted very well. Like, it's helped me a couple times, but basically what I have to do is I have to kind of, like, stop moving and just stare at the screen for, like, 10 seconds of, like, waiting. You know, it's like when you're a kid trying to catch fireflies, you're just, like, waiting for the blink. So that was odd. I just tapped into my repressed memories, apparently. And
I was about to say, we don't do that in Boston. We have, like, real things we play with.
Well, we don't have much out here except fields. So I don't, and power washing simulator. So I don't know what you want from me. But no, so yeah, like, it helps and it can, but no, like, there are definitely those times where it's just like, I can't find this thing. But luckily, like, I've never run into it to where, like, the game just didn't register it, which is, there was one time where I was like, is the game just, like, broken? Like, is there just not, am I just not getting it? Or is it not registering that, like, final percent kind of thing? And eventually I found out what it wanted me to do is, like, there's, like, a little cranny, like, above it that I needed to hit. And I just, getting to it was not easy, but that became part of the challenge though, too, kind of thing. And that's, I feel like that's, like, weirdly, like, a real life problem. It's like, how can I get to this crevice here? It's like tucked away. I got this great power washer, but how can I take this to the next level? So see, it's not a problem. It's just a feature, and you're just not good enough yet.
I mean, speaking of features, I mean, like, co-op really knocks it out of the park, man. I don't know what it is. Like, it's not even good co-op, because I am hours ahead of you, so I have different equipment. But when I join your room, I'm not able to use all my equipment, and that's a detriment. That really sucks. But at the same time, I don't care. and. Where the shortcomings of this game, it's like you said, you just turn, like, in your head, you just turn into features. It's like, because I just made it in my head about, okay, that's fine. You can lock that away from me because now it just makes the game that much challenging. Right. So that so I'm okay with that.
Yeah, and it's luckily, like I said, it just it never does something that just really irritates you, which is good. And it's like you said, but like we've said many times now, like this game isn't dripping with mechanics, you know, like so it's got that benefit, I guess you could say, or it's got that going forward. It's just like, even if I don't think if something did really get in your way, it'd have to almost be deliberate, which is not the point of the game. And that's where they kind of like nailed the design of it kind of thing. So it's good though, man. Like it's real good. It's a Zen game. It is becoming my like I have not like been this excited to play a game in a long time. Like,
bro, wait till you get to the subway.
Oh man, I can't.
The subway. Like, geez, like it is. The subway is like a boss battle. Like legit. the subway is my new millennia. Like it is huge. It is. It's not even huge. It's just filthy, absolutely filthy. And
that's what I like to hear.
Oh man, it's so good. It's so good.
This will be in our game of the year conversation.
I mean, there's also spit ships.
Oh man, I can't.
Spoiler alert.
I can't handle it. I can't. That's going to do it. So play this game. Obviously we are talking about it. We really like this game. Chances are you've already played it, but if for some odd reason you're like me, or that's not what I meant to say. If you're unlike me and you're like my friend Randy, who just like refuses to play games that don't have the name Call of Duty or Halo on them because they're garbage, but you keep hearing about this Power Washer Simulator, just try it. I promise you'll at least get a chuckle out of it. Like, this is stupid. Like, but it's fun. It's good, stupid fun. So there you go. When it comes to the future of this, before that, did you know that you can send us a voicemail, 574-651-9256? Let us know if you like Power Washer Simulator or not. If you don't like it, we're going to find you, and we're going to make you like it. That's what I will say. Leave us a review on your favorite podcasting services, iTunes, Spotify, Google, whatever. I promise you they help more than you think they do. Discovery is extremely hard in the podcast industry, so all of those reviews definitely help. When it comes to the future, we've got a lot of games to talk about. We both played Escape Academy. We both played... That's it? No, just kidding. I played As Dusk Falls, so we're going to be talking about that. You played Weird West. You also played Road 96. I played Mass Effect. So we've got games to talk about, and we're going to be talking about them all very soon. So in terms of the also stuff coming out, I am super looking forward to Turbo Golf Racing. That game looks real stupid and in a good way. So
that's a cooking simulator. Oh man,
what have we done? What have we done? PC Building Simulator 2 coming out, just so you know. Not on Game Pass, but they did announce that. I am pretty excited about it. So you're going to be that guy that like plays like Mechanic Simulator and ends up getting like a job like as a mechanic somewhere.
I'm 100% okay with this. Like I have no problem with this. I will hang up this graphic design gig overnight. I'm okay.
What if you could
that.
Get paid to play Car Mechanic Simulator? Is that the
you talking about some crypto, bro? You talking crypto?
Sure, via crypto.
All right, I'll take some crypto.
Also, we are gonna play Undertale at the request of our anonymous texter 262. We're gonna call you. That was your area code. We probably just doxed him, didn't we?
You can't dox, bro. Like, no. The internet's going to find them.
So everyone in the 262 area code, you've been warned. There you go.
Are you Undertale fans?
Yeah,
over
you,
there?
Yeah, I'm sure there's only like one or two of you in there. So we will be playing that. It's just not in the docky yet, but I promise you we will get to that. And we will play the Undertale. So, all right, that's going to do it for this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We'll see you next time with one of those many games that I already described.
Good day, sirs.